You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi everyone, my name is AJ and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mons, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Hello, summoners.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Hit that button early.
Welcome to another pulse pounding.
There it is now.
Lightning inducing.
Yeah.
Tower ascending. Episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War.
Summon.
I am the enduring Aztec Olmec.
Oh boy.
But it wouldn't be a proper episode if I didn't have black hole lighting. Lightstar777 with me.
Am I illuminating event horizons?
You are illuminating event horizons. That's exactly.
Yay! Right. Dance party! Woot woot! Yes, so how are you?
How am I?
That is a lovely top of your head today, sir.
I am awesome. And we have a co-pilot, a third member of the crew. That is my boy, little AJ. He's having his bottle while we do the stream, while we do stream things. So if you hear a third party going on, that is him.
If you hear crying and it's not me,
it's not Lightstar ranting. You know what I mean? It is good old Mr. AJ the Second. So we have topics today. Anyway, how are you doing, Lightstar? Yeah. Forget all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Mm-hmm. You know, we're surviving.
Excellent.
Surviving.
Very
that's
cool.
That's all I admit to.
Okay. So we have a very cool show for all you folks. You know, we definitely have some topics. We're talking some No Man's Sky just dropped the most gorgeous update that we've seen in some time. We also have some some Genshin news. Of course, they drop their summertime Golden Apple Archipelago update, which is good times, always fun. Last year's was great. This year's looks like it's about the same. Oh, very cool. And we're also going to talk some Summoner's War, of course. You know, I wanted to check out Lightstar Skogul and his, giant warrior army that he has sitting in the back of his storage defense force, so I definitely want to build mine, so I want to check that. What are you doing?
I was communicating with Aiden.
Oh, in baby language. Did not know that. He is totally in his bottle, so I'm not sure if he can...
he's hitting the bottle pretty hard today.
Hitting the bottle pretty hard today. Absolutely.
Hate to see it.
Oh yeah, and you have to tell your Chevy. So you promised last week you would tell your story about Chevys and about the balloon animals.
I did promise I would tell the story about Chevys and the balloon animals. I did promise that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Well, okay. First,
so we're gonna lead off with the Chevys.
In remembrance of it, my wife and I have this little balloon animal doggy here. Excellent. That we got. So, for those that don't know, Chevy's is a, they call themselves a Tex-Mex restaurant. Great chips at the table, great salsa. I like them.
I've always enjoyed this.
The Chevy's experience. I know there are those that look down their noses at them, but
no, not at all.
I really enjoy Chevy's. Yeah. I think they're quite wonderful. So, My wife is an import from not this country, and
she's an import. Where is she from, Lightstar? What country is she from?
Ireland.
Ireland. Excellent. Very cool.
Thanks for outing. Least Irish person you'll find. Anywho, so one of the first times she came here, when we were still living on separate continents from one another and dating and engaged,
right?
She came over for a visit, and I took her to Chevy's. Yes. Because I enjoy Chevy's,
of course.
And you know, I have a tendency to wear comfy clothes, which is just as well that, you know, this darling angel who decides to be a part of my life loves me. Because, you know, there are those that probably wouldn't enjoy seeing me in, you know, basketball shorts all the time. But, you know, I enjoy them. And so I did not have my wallet in my pocket. I had given it to her because right. She had a little purse and a baggie, and I was like, okay, here, take this. And I had all of my money in it and everything, so she had it, right?
Right.
And the way the table is configured, you know, the balloon person comes around.
So there's a balloon animal person in Chevy's, which is...
Yeah, hard. Just, you know, just wandering around doing their balloon guy or gal thing. And they very casually ask my wife, like, oh, would you like a balloon animal? And she says, yes, I'd love a little doggy. Something exactly like the doggy.
Right.
And we don't remember what the other things were, but she just kept, like, I think she got three of them or something. Oh, because, great. Like, the person was like, anything else?
Yeah.
Anything else? And then, like, she's like, nope. And now, I don't have my wallet, so right. I can't really, you know, get my wallet. I just have to kind of sit there, and, like, the balloon person's just kind of sitting there, like, looking at me, and I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you here. Because, you know, in Ireland, you know, much like the rest of the world, the tipping is a not as known concept
right.
as it is here. Now, to say that this person had the words tips please, oh, did you say water? I said tips. Like, they had like 500 buttons that said something about tipping them. They had right. money in their pocket. Like, they were really selling the please give me money vibe. And, absolutely. Yep. My wife just was like, thanks, and goes back to eating her dinner and enjoy. It was cute. It was. I love this story. I felt so helpless because the balloon person was just like, I just did all that and I didn't make a dime.
No, not at all.
And I was like, them's the breaks, kid. Move on. Them's the breaks. And like, as soon as they left, I was like, they expected you to give them money. And she felt bad a little bit. But,
oh,
you know,
it's all bad. Good.
The frozen AJ says it's all good.
It's all good. AJ is not frozen on Twitch, however. You see AJ animated AJ. He's definitely on Aztec only. Twitch.tv. Anyway, but yes, very cool story. I'm glad that person got to practice her skills. Because it was just practice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes, so, but very cool. I'm glad you got the balloon animal also. To commemorate the event, so that's cool. You'll always have that. Let's see. Oh yeah, Genshin. Genshin dropped their summer event, the Golden Apple Archipelago. Now, one of my favorite Genshin characters is Fischl, because she reminds me of a cosplayer who is always in character, and she's just hysterical to me. Like, some of the stuff that she says, some of the, you know, places. You know, they're all based on a book. If you read some of the lore, you know her backstory. It was based on a book that she had as a little girl, and she actually found her vision, you know, after reading that book. And she kind of based her character in IRL off of one of the princess characters in this book. So one of the, I guess you could say, archmages of Genshin, Klee's mom, Alice, took that whole theme from that book and from Fischl's animation, I'm sorry, her imagination, and actually built the Golden Apple Archipelago around that theme of the you know, otherworldly princess that Fischl tries to pretend that she is. So very cool, you know, lots of rewards. Definitely go check it out if you're a Genshin player. And even if you're not, it's a good time to start because they're giving some pretty cool rewards, you know. Unlike the 1 year reward that Lightstar is gonna chime in.
Miho! It's bad. Bad rewards. Bad Mihoyo.
Have you fired the game since in a good long? It's a good time to come back, you know. You definitely, you have about 30 days.
Yeah, I played with you that one day, and that was the first time in months.
Oh wow.
Here's the thing, like, I don't know why, I don't know, I'm going through a weird place in my life with your games right now.
Your gaming life, I hear you. We all need breaks from our regular, gaming routine, so I hear you. Because you were a pretty religious player of Genshin, and got me inspired to get my AR up, you know, AR-55, by the way.
Yep, and yet they had to mess it up by giving us terrible, terrible gifts for the 1 year. Oh wait, they didn't give us anything. They gave us like 40 primogems
and some supremo gems, and not even a whole tenfold. Like,
yeah, not even a tenfold. And again, by all accounts, you should have guaranteed given us like 1 5-star or something.
Yeah, that would have been cool, but didn't happen. did not happen.
Did not.
But hopefully Lightstar will jump back in to Genshin one of these days. But, you know, until then.
Was it that movie On the Waterfront?
Which one?
You know, the one where, like, hey, Johnny, what are you rebelling against? What you got?
comedy.
He's my kind of person.
I hear you. I hear that. Oh, did I get a 6-star Swift attack? Did I get a rune? That's halfway decent. Slot 1.
What did you do to the screen?
Oh, what I...
See, I'm watching you now on your Twitch, and now everything froze and the top part's all black.
I don't exactly know, but let's see if we can get that going. Oh, I know exactly what happened. Yep, I see.
All four frozen.
Now we're good.
Mm-hmm. I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. Excellent. So, yes, we are good now. Oh, that happens when
What is this number 3? I didn't agree to this subject.
What number? Let's get into that. Miss Marvel, I am totally not feeling the end.
Hold on. This is within 2 weeks. We need to,
spoiler thing?
We need
okay.
to put up the spoiler.
No problem.
All right. It is now. I'm going to put a timestamp here.
Okay.
It is now 4:19. If you do not want to hear spoilers, do not come back and listen to us until 4:25. If you are listening to this recording, just 5-minute timer and come back. We should be done, okay? Here we go. 3, 2.
Spoilers of Miss Marvel. Yes. Wasn't a big fan. Watched the finale.
Wow.
was not like, all right, I'll give you specific reasons, of course. What exactly are her powers? Because I have no idea. It seems like she has abilities whenever the writers need to be. And why does
you're judging the Pakistani girl who has powers like a Green Lantern. I see.
I have no idea what her powers are.
So Hal Jordan comes down, he manifests whatever, you know, you're fine with it.
I have no idea what her powers are. And on top of it, the other guy...
She doesn't really know what her powers are yet.
And then the one guy that kind of knew, they killed off. That was probably going to be able to teach her how to, you know, teach her a little bit about herself, teach her maybe how to use her powers better, kill them off, like, in one
That's
episode.
That's the point. They need to get a buddy cop thing going with her and Miss Marvel. Oh. Or, I mean, Captain Marvel, you know?
I guess.
Gotta happen.
When the portal or whatever, her friend closed the portal,
hits your eyes like
magically,
a pizza pie.
Kamal gets the same powers that she has, like, just like that. And then, but he doesn't know how to use them either. But he seemed to be able to do all types of things because the plot demanded it.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
She, you know, you are shown that she is testing her powers, and she is trying things out, and she's learning different things. So, again, it basically is like a Green Lantern power. It is the power of imagination. It's what do you want it to do? Great, it can probably do that. You just have to think about it. So, again, she can make the little floating platforms from light.
Yep.
She can make shields. She can throw disc hard light. Right. Son, where I come from, all the light is hard.
Okay. So I wasn't. And then at the end, they were trying to throw in the whole like mutant thing. They're like, oh yeah, your powers come from a mutation. So do they come from the bangle or her genetic mutation? We don't know.
Both.
It's
both.
So why do the other guy has power?
They even said that the bangle gate let her access what was already in her.
Okay.
So it basically just accelerated. And the other guy, remember what happened when the rift was happening to, you know, Jin World?
Yeah.
She literally called out for Kamran, and it sent that little bit of the light to him. So, again, you're saying he didn't do anything. Well, he did. His mother basically called out to him and said, hey, enjoy the light.
But she didn't have any of the powers that... Like, this is why I'm, like, super confused. Super confusing to me. And he's not a mutant from what we understand. So...
But all of the what did they call them?
Jinns, I guess? Genies?
But they had another name for it, like the,
Outcast or some crap like that. It was,
anyways, whatever they were, like, they were all basically aliens, so, right. Like, where they're from, they could all use that light, so they were just all cut off from that power because they were not in their world anymore.
Okay. Sensible. Yeah. Sensible. So all that needed to be explained by you instead of the show. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Wasn't like my favorite iteration of the Marvel Universe, but and it was
you know, after this recording, I'm gonna have to send you all the things about Ms. Marvel.
Please, that would help me understand it and maybe enjoy it better. All right, no more spoils. No more spoilers. Baby's going in his seat. Going hang out. Actually, no, he's got a burp. Got a burp first. But, yes.
Burp,
so.
Burp, burp, all day long. Burp, 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 while I sing this song.
Seriously. But, glad you cleared that up. And maybe I'll give it a watch again. Who knows? Who knows? Weirder things have happened. So... I see your scope on screen. Yes. You were so excited to talk about your Skullgirl. Tell me all about your Skullgirl. Like, how'd you ruin them? How'd you do things? You know, like.
So I'm a bad Skullgirl owner because I haven't even put artifacts on him yet. But so basically, his first ability will reduce the attack bar with a 50% chance.
Right.
You can get that up to like a 35% more, so like an 85% chance.
But I know when you fully skill up, like. Fully, like, yeah. How did, I mean, you must have had iron, giant warriors out the wazoo. And you can use the regular 3-star ones to skill them up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, excellent.
Now, mainly everything about Skogul comes down to his S2. That's gotcha. Basically what you're living for at all times.
Right.
So the Atlas Stone throws a weapon up in the sky, shares the damage with all enemies by the amount of your max HP on your next turn, cannot be counterattacked. So, from what I'm to understand about this, it basically means that, so like right now, I have 25,000 HP.
Right.
So basically it takes that damage by 3 and it does that to everybody all at once. So like the more Excellent. Raw HP you can do, the more damage you can.
Oh.
I know, Rashiboshi. I know. I feel your judgmental eyes on me and everything. I'm sorry.
What is Rashiboshi talking about? Well, shout out to you, Rashiboshi. What's going
on? He's in your chat.
You should talk to him. I should probably talk to him, right?
There, look, Rashiboshi, I put artifacts on him. Are you proud of me? Are you proud, Papa?
Excuse my lack of hands. I have baby hands.
Master, I have big head and little baby
arms. I have little baby
arms. I think this was thought out too well.
That was Meet the Robinsons,
Master.
Right?
Master. Yes, love that movie.
Love that One of my movie. Favorites. Yes. Absolutely. 100%.
In fact, in a lot of my my discussions, I always say keep moving forward to everybody in my discussion posts. Because I'm a classy lady like that, you know?
You are. I've seen you.
Classy. But basically, what you want is you want as much effective HP as you can get. Because it's going to do the most damage you can do then with gotcha. That. So
excellent.
The other nice thing, so the passive that he has, that's another nice thing. Oh,
okay.
So basically, weight of survival, you can't counterattack or attack with other allies, but while the weapon is not in your hand, so while you're doing Atlas Stone,
right.
Your defense will be increased by 50%, and it decreases the cooldown times when you're attacked. So basically, every time you're attacked, yeah. Your cooldown goes, so you can do the Atlas Stone again
oh.
That much quicker.
That's a great
and
passive.
With the full power up, it's I have 2 turns for Atlas Stone.
Now you have
so it's not necessary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh no! Please continue. No.
Yes, Rashiboshi. It's also quite hot here. I enjoyed your response to Rashiboshi, Aztec. You hateful son of a bitch, as always. But, like, that's essentially the thing. And, yes, I believe you were going to mention that I do, in fact, have a small army of Skogels.
Yes. 100%.
I have 5 that I'm actively building, and the light Skogel. Everything else I have fodder for it. Let me see if I can find them quickly. So let's do my monster. And so, I mean, just so you can see, I'm pretty sure I probably have enough to fully skill up at least one or two more of the Skogul army. And I'm just curious. I just want to, so I have 38 of the water, 39 of the fire, 3 wind, and 2 awoken water ones. So, yeah, I think that should be more than enough to skill up the 5 remaining Skogels that I want to build up, the 4 wind and the 1 light one. And now when you're saying that's too many for a team, it's just because if the light one doesn't turn out to be worthwhile,
right,
I want to have the 5th normal Skogul on deck.
That is
for content purposes.
Hysterical team right there. 4 Skogels at once. So you can pretty much spam that whole Atlas Stone if you have 5. So you can
that's all the goal. And see what happens in general content.
You can always have that Atlas Stone going. Oh, scary.
Right, and then you're more defensible. Now, granted, if, say, a 5 Skogul team ran into a 5 Lushan team, you might run into... see, Rashiboshi is doing his... He's got 1 Vio with 40 HP.
40K, jeez.
1 Vamp with 50.
Man, someone's been farming their HP runes. Excellent, very cool. So, that actually, oh, No Man's Sky. Yo,
woke me up.
Another game Lightstar has introduced me to. Another one. Like, there's been at least 3 games that I play, like, pretty consistently that Lightstar has introduced me to. But and I'll never forget the way I got into No Man's Sky. We were playing Elite Dangerous one day, and you know, we closed the session out, and then he fired up No Man's Sky. I guess he was having that space vibe. And then you were just like, I need sodium. And I'm like, dude, no you don't. Sodium's bad for you. And you were like, in the game, genius. So sodium apparently.
I needs it.
Yeah, so sodium definitely runs your life support system. But once I saw the aesthetic and the gameplay of No Man's Sky, because I don't play survival games at all, and so I had questions. I had a lot of questions when I started. But you know, that's what, you know, streamers are for. You know, big shout out to Yamix, Zoo Games helped me out. Jason Plays. These are all like Beeblebum, of course. These are all primarily
Beeblebum.
Sorry. Hands up. But these are primarily No Man's Sky streamers. And yeah, they helped me out, you know, when I was starting. But yeah, man. So much. They dropped a massive update for the freighters. This is gonna be right up your alley, Lightstar, because I know you like taking command of your own capital ship and having, you know, your science officers and your mechanical officers and your combat specialists all kind of running around, and you can now do that in No Man's Sky. They've completely revamped base building on your freighter. You can actually go outside of your freighter, you know, barring that you have enough parts, and like take a walk and like look at the cosmos outside of your freighter, which is just ridiculous and awesome and such.
But
like
don't
that.
Fall off, children.
Don't fall off your freighter, children.
Are not Master Chief. You are not jumping down to the planet from your vantage point and surviving.
Not yet.
Just putting that out there.
In addition, you can command your frigate. So you can have a fleet of frigates. You can send them off on missions, and they come back with resources. A resource that everyone's going to need, you know, if you want to do any base building on your freighter, is the salvaged
sodium.
Not sodium, not silver, yes, but the salvage frigate modules. You will definitely need, and you can find those in a couple of places. You can find them from those, you know, frigate missions. You can find them on crash freighters, of course. You can do a bunch of stuff and, you know, find those salvage freighter modules. But yes, Sean Murray, again, another free update. And of course, another expedition is going to, you know, based around the freighters, is going to be starting soon. So yeah, very cool. Very, very cool. I'm so happy. So happy that Sean has blessed us with some awesome new freighter parts. Because that's one thing I definitely neglected. I neglected my freighter. I built like actual bases. Funny enough, Lightstar and I are neighbors on one planet. We have two bases, you know, pretty close to each other. What did you name your base anyway, Lightstar?
Called the Utopia.
Yeah, that's the planet that we're on. The I named my base, I think the Iron Throne or something like that, something from Game of Thrones. And I think I have a farm called Pepperidge Farm or something like that on the same planet. But
you do have Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge. I remember that. Yeah, that's when I was all about making nanites and feeding, baking bread and feeding it to the guy in the anomaly and getting nice nanites that way. But yeah, pretty
nine cool. Nanites.
No, depending on the quality of the bread, yeah, it gave you a good amount. But yes, everyone go check out. I think it's half price on Steam, if you are a PC gamer. But yeah, check it out. Every time there's a huge update.
I just wish I could keep my progress depending on whatever platform I want to do.
I don't think you can, unfortunately. So I had to start a new save.
I know you can't, but that's what doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I get it if you were playing a different game or if there was some fundamental difference. But, like, if it's the same game that you're playing on the other one, like, what does it matter? Like,
I think the only difference is, since it's cross-platform, you know, they didn't, you know, do any of the save transfers because you could pretty much play with anybody. But yeah, if you wanted to start from scratch or start an expedition, then it's a great way to, you know, just start. Because you're not really starting fresh when you have an expedition. You do have a couple of parts. And plus, it's going to be one of the capital ship themed expeditions. So I'm sure you'll be flying around your capital ship, you know, flying out in your fighter if necessary. So yeah, I can't wait for that to start. That'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, I definitely turned the game on to make sure it updated the other day.
Oh, good, 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 good. Yeah, check it out. Check out some of the new parts. Absolutely, man. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it.
Let us pray. Let us summon.
Yeah, let's do some summoning. You know, always a good time when we do some summoning on the Summoner's War themed show. How crazy is that?
Alright. I'm going to store my exclusive summoning stones this week, I believe.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm holding out for Veljuel and, whatever his name is, Chung Fung guy. Whatever your
Pioneer.
Art master, oh. Wind, no.
Oh, the Wind Art Master?
Whatever okay. Your... Yeah, whatever one that you have that you don't appreciate how great he is yet.
Comedy.
Why do you keep blacking out, like, our...
Yeah, you know why? Because whenever I switch devices, switch programs, then that happens.
Out of control, sir.
Really is. I have to get my...
Okay, and here's my... I am addicted to the lucky scroll boxes. I don't know what else to tell you. Ooh, this was a nice one. Look at this.
Whoa! Okay.
Let's open another one. Why not? Goodbye, crystals! Mwah!
Oh, this one
See,
was...
that one not so okay.
Not terrible, you know. Who couldn't use a bunch of mysticals?
Alrighty. So I will be summoning that many. Okay. I don't know. I'm going to summon 110 pull, then some attributes. If I'm feeling very unlucky, then I'll summon the legendary scroll and call it a day.
That's a good plan. I'm going to do about maybe two and a half 10 pulls.
That was my nickname in high school.
Oh. 2.5 10 pulls?
Hey! Look, it's all 2.5 10 pulls coming down!
I'm gonna.
Don't know why.
I'm gonna doubt that was your nickname. I'm calling.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm calling BS on that one. I'm calling BS on
fair
that
Fair enough, Mike.
Alright, I think I have enough space. Let's do some summoning. Shall I count it down like we do so on the show? Actually, you know what? I'm going to do some exclusive summoning. No, I'm going to wait. Because I think I have all these except for Josephine. Okay. Who's next week?
Yeah, I think that's the only one I need is Josephine, too.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold off on the exclusive stuff.
Alright, I'm going to pull Alita Battle Angel, so
now we're talking.
Look forward to that.
Alita Batman, that was such a good... That was a pretty good remake. I like the original, of course, but I think that was a good remake.
I think it was fantastic. I just wish it had done better so that we could have the sequel already.
I hear you.
Also, I get what people were saying about the Uncanny Valley, but here's the thing. Like, I mean, I feel like that was the whole point, like, that they wanted androids to be anthropomorphized.
Yes.
So that they wouldn't be too human-like, because they wanted to make sure they knew they were different. Because that's what those floating MFers were thinking. We're better than you. Na-na-da-doo-doo. Stick your head in doo-doo.
3, 2, 1, and summon. Let's do some summon.
Hey, look, I got lightning.
That happens? You get lightning? Yergs.
I got a guard. Yeah, I haven't seen any summoning on your side yet.
Oh, you will. You absolutely will.
Yeah, but you counted it down, you see, and then you did nothing with it.
Oh, no, I summoned a whole serpent.
I see that. You know I can see you, right?
I absolutely can. Here we go. You know I can see you, right?
No, I'm sure I'm quite invisible. Yeah, you're eating a Sarknut.
Wasn't that from Mystery Men? Remember where?
I'm the Waffle Man! Yeah! Bad guys are crispy, golden crispy, and I'm running. Do you have dental? Yes, there was the person who said he was invisible, but only when people weren't looking at him. It's so stupid. I love that movie so much, though.
But you know what I liked about that movie?
Yes.
You know what I really liked? It was one of those superhero movies before superheroing was cool. Before it was like a mainstream type deal. You know what I mean?
Hey, look, I got another gargoyle.
Is it gargoyles today?
A wild 2.5 10 pole arrives. I summoned a serpent. Yes, Rashi Boshi, that was about the long and the short of it.
But yeah, those movies from like the early 90s when comic books and superhero movies weren't the mainstream. Oh, good. I got a pirate, whatever.
Pirate. Those are two separate things.
Can't argue with that. Well, the Charger Shark Army has new And let's see.
Zephicus has been looking for friends to play with.
And last 10 pull of the day. Let's see if we get some lightning. Well, it's definitely been lightning-tastic. I got a Wind Blade Dancer. Wind Chun-Li, if you will.
That's... Oh, yeah. I was very confused for a moment. I thought you were talking about something else.
Excellent. Oh, I see some lightning on your end. Ah! Applaud that man. My man got a 5-star. And he had a splendid blessing. See? You got the baby luck. I gotta bring it in.
Well, I mean... This is not even a question. I was just giving you poop about, you know, your wind emoji, so I have to pick him, right?
You do.
I mean,
do you already have a fire monkey? You already have a fire monkey king?
No, they're both new.
Do you want me to bring
this? This is not even a question.
Are you sure?
This is not even a Yes. Are you insane? Not even a question.
Quite insane, just so you know. But, okay.
Hold on. Rashi Boshi,
yes,
are you in Aztec's chat still? Go, here. If you're not summoning, go ask the chat. Pick a channel where actual people are, like 121. Go in there and ask, what would you pick, a Fire Monkey King or a Wind Amiyuji? I can't hear you anymore.
Oh.
What did you do?
Oh, nothing.
Okay.
I just wasn't saying anything.
Okay. No, your lips were moving. I can see that happening,
oh,
but
okay.
I didn't hear anything. Rashi Boshi, Fire Monkey King or Wind Amiyuji? Well, what would one pick between the two if they're both new? Now we have to wait the appropriate amount of time. Are you asking the chat, sir?
Oh, let me get right on that.
Thank you, Blue Spring Sky. That's almost like Bruce Springsteen. Blue Spring Sky. I was born... I don't know if that's...
Yeah, that's Bruce Springsteen. That's Bruce Springsteen. Okay. No, you talk to a Jersey kid right here. I can co-sign that is absolutely a Bruce Springsteen song.
They're going to take my honorary Jersey citizen card away.
Oh no!
I drove on the turnpike. They gave it to me. They can't take it back. So what is the chat saying?
The chat is, let's see. Blue Spring Sky says he's got both.
Yeah, I'm watching the stream. I can see what's being said. I mean,
my opinion.
Your chat, like, what? No, go into the chat, the little bubble up at the top of the screen.
Oh.
Go into a channel where people might be and ask them.
No problem. This is mostly Russian, so let's go to let's go to 120, like I usually do.
See, but Rashi Boshi, I have the Water Monkey King, and I have the Wind Monkey King. So, like, I feel like, you know, I don't have any of the Amiyuji family stuff. But he also said that it's a little rough, but he'd go with the Wind.
Okay,
I'm going to turn...
But no one has responded in 120 as yet. Oh, actually, no, they have. Everyone's saying Monkey King. Well, three people have said Monkey King.
Wings. So we have a huge wing.
I mean, are you sure they're not just being childish about the name?
Could be. That's entirely possible. Well, you know what? I will. Let's pull up both of their skill sets. You know? Do a little comparison. Because I know you have the wind and the water, so you may not want the fire.
Titillating listening now as we debating it.
Well, I'll be helpful and I'll bring up the skill set for. Alright, you already have the wind one up, so I'll bring up the Fire Monkey King. And perhaps that'll help. Fire Monkey King.
Where are you, Duke? Archangel, let's go in Crystal you, shall we? What?
So, passive, Gold Headband, gains immunity against inability effects and increases your attack power by 20% and attack speed by 5% whenever you're attacked. Pretty good. S2, attacks in and decreases the defense for two turns with a 75% chance and recovers your HP by 20%. And his S1 is just attacks and stuns with a 35% chance. Now let's go to the win on Miyuji. Let's see. So that's one of the newer 5-star. I would just go with one of the newer 5-stars. I'd probably go with the on Miyuji. Recovers the attack bar by 24%. Oh, I'm sorry, her passive recovers the attack bar by 25% and decreases the cooldown time of karma by one turn if an enemy uses a skill with a cooldown time. So that karma skill is getting attacks again. Yeah, I would go with the on Miyuji. Attacks the enemy to target to one beneficial effect and suppresses the target for two turns. Oh, so it's very similar to the Art Master. Yeah, I would roll with that one, bro.
The Window Miyuji?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody says they're both the weakest in their class, but, you know.
I don't know. That Karma S2 sounds pretty good. Well, GZ to you.
Goodbye, yellow brick road.
Lightstar got some baby luck.
Thanks, Blue Spring Sky. Oh, there he is. It's like, eventually, if I scroll enough, I will find them.
So, Ratchet Bros, Karma being more a unique skill than anything. The FMK brings to the table is mostly why I would choose her myself. I'd pick her because I got the Winter Trance mod also. Weakest elements in the film. Not necessarily weak though. GZ. I will add my own GZs to the bunch, Lightstar.
Yeah, whatever. Throw runes on her. That's fun.
So.
Interesting, it went Swift Will with the speed lead. And these auto engraves are interesting sometimes.
Geo. Jiao? I'll go with Jiao.
Jiao!
That's what your enemies, like myself, will be saying.
Jiao!
Very cool, very cool. Glad you got a nat 5, bro. See those Splendid Blessings is just, you know, come in handy on time to time.
Right.
Very cool. Who are we shouting out today?
You know, Blue Spring Sky and Rashiboshi, of course, for hanging with us. My wife for tolerating me telling the story of the balloon animals at Chevy and not hating me too much. You, of course. And, you know, the great city and principality of New Jersey for giving me an honorary citizenship status when I drove on your turnpike.
Very funny. Very cool. Who am I shouting out? I am going to shout out Giant Tequilas. I've shouted out already. We haven't really ordered out a whole lot. Michael's the art store. I got some art pieces framed today. I talked to two very, very cool and very knowledgeable people, which is so few and far between today. So big shout out to Michael's art store. I got my, if you didn't know, I won a Honkai Impact animation cell when I went to one of their events, and I got that framed today. And I framed another art piece of the four Ninja Turtles that I got at Comic-Con a couple of years back that I definitely want to preserve. So, you know, big shout out to Michael's. It just came from there like 10 seconds ago before we did the show.
No, Rashiboshi, I am notoriously not a speeder. I just mean that, you know, I feel like driving on the New Jersey Turnpike is truly a rite of passage.
Seriously.
And so
you're not lying.
I felt like I became an honorary citizen of the Jersey upon which I drove on it. Real quick, speaking of that, should I get that transmog for my GL?
Absolutely.
Since I just realized I have 263 transmog stones hanging around waiting. Man, I should transmog Leo. One project at a time there, Kenny, oh boy.
Excellent.
There you go. I've already awoken them, and I've already given them their num-nums and made them look prettier. So, here we go.
Winter Geo. Excellent. Very cool. So, Blue Spring Sky, Rashiboshi, hope you tune in. We stream Saturdays, Sundays, usually Saturdays, around 4.
It's 50-50.
It's 50-50. You know, we'll, of course, let you know on our socials, you know, when we're going.
Will we, though?
Well, we will.
We're mysterious.
We're going to get more. Ooh,
mysterious.
Oh, big shout out to all of everyone in Australia. I'm wearing my Townsville Suns jersey today. So everyone, big shout out to everyone.
Townsville Suns coming at you down there in the old Down Under.
So every...
Now, I want you all to watch out for drop bears down there, okay? Seriously, mate.
Drop bears. But yes, big shout out to all of our listeners in Australia. We always... rocking the Townsville Suns throwback jersey today. So big shout out to all you folks. But you know, new episodes on Saturday. We've been releasing them during the week with some really good response. So we may, I might just release this episode, you know, today. It is Saturday. But yes, reach out to us on our Discord, Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe. We still have that that summon session, you know, planned out, you know, when the new units drop.
Have
for the
you
collab.
Been talking to him?
Yes, I will reach out on, not only on the game chat, but on Discord also. But yes, reach out to us, MRGTSW on Instagram, MRGTSW on Reddit, MRGTSW on YouTube, MRGTSW on Facebook, and at Rancher's Guide on Twitter. And I think that's it. I think that's all of them. Oh yeah, MRGTSW@gmail.com if you'd like to email us. Yeah.
Email. Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. So everybody, live long and prosper. Have a great rest of the weekend. And if you're in somewhere hot, try to stay cool.
Peace and long life, all.
Ending.